It's Tuesday, March 10th, 2026, and yes, it's Mario Day. If you hear a faint "It's-a-me" in the background, that's not your brain melting, that's our fully automated AI production pipeline doing a little victory lap. I'm Hunter.
And I'm Riley. Happy Mario Day, besties! If this episode glitches and suddenly we start speaking in a mysterious new codec, no, we didn't get possessed. It's just, the machines are collaborating.
Today's chaos menu is stacked. AI video updates all over X, people yelling Kling 3.0 is live with character consistency, high AR doing long smooth generations, and it's announced as open source, LTX 2.3 popping up with open weights, and then Meta drops SAM audio, which is basically segment anything but for sound. And it's open sourced.
I need everyone to understand what that means, emotionally. Like, we had remove background noise, and now we have extract specific sounds from a messy recording with prompts. That's not a plugin, that's a superpower.
Totally. Let's start with Kling 3.0 being called live and consistent. As of right now, yeah, Kling 3.0 is publicly available, and the whole point of their update is better identity and character stability with reference-based features. Here's the first real marketing use case where character consistency actually matters. UGC-style ad series. Not one ad, a series. Same creator, same vibe, multiple hooks, multiple angles, and you need the face and vibe to stay the same across cuts.
Yes. Like the classic "I tried this for a week" narrative. If the person's face drifts every scene, it becomes an accidental horror short.
Exactly. Consistency turns it from cool clip to repeatable asset. You can do a three-scene ad where scene one is problem, scene two is demo, scene three is payoff, and the person doesn't shapeshift between shots.
Okay, but Hunt, where does it still fall apart?
Two places. First, product truth. Logos, packaging details, on-screen UI, anything that has to be exact. Second, the moment you ask for very specific blocking, like hold the bottle, turn label to camera, point at the ingredient list, the model starts improvising like it's in an acting class.
It's like, I heard you, but what if we did jazz hands instead?
Yeah. So the play is let the model handle vibe and motion, but keep your truth anchors human controlled. Real product shots, real screenshots, real overlays.
And this is where I'm going to challenge you. Everybody's like, prompt writer owns the creative direction now. I think the editor owns it. Because once you can feed text, image, and video references, the job becomes choose the right references and police the outputs.
I agree with you more than you think. The prompt writer is important, but creative direction becomes reference orchestration. The model is a very confident intern. The editor is the one saying, no, not that take. Use the one where the character didn't teleport.
Wait, but what about the model improvising between shots? Like multi-shot clips where it invents transitions you didn't ask for?
That's the new reality. Creative direction becomes a negotiation. You set constraints with references, the model fills gaps, and the editor picks the winning branch. It's co-creation, not dictatorship.
Speaking of branches, can we talk high AR? X is hyping very long, smooth, high-quality generations without quality drop-off, plus open-source demos. Are we close to generate the whole campaign narrative in one take?
We're close to generating a long draft, not a long final. And quick reality check, High AR is a research release with a public project page and paper, but as of today, the team has said code and weights are planned, so open source is promised, not fully shipped everywhere yet. Like, you can absolutely get a minute scale sequence that feels coherent, but the gotcha nobody puts in the demo reel is drift in meaning. The scene might stay visually stable, but the story can subtly change.
Yes. Like, the character remains consistent, but suddenly the product benefit mutates, hydrating becomes healing. And now you're in claims jail.
Exactly. Long generation is great for pre-vis and concepting, but for campaign narrative, you still want modularity. Generate scenes as chunks you can approve independently, then stitch with intent. It's like editing a movie, not praying to the render gods.
Also, open source long video means everyone's about to try running this locally and then realize they accidentally adopted a small data center.
Which brings us to LTX 2.3 vibes. Open weights, runnable locally, that part is real. LTX 2.3 is out, weights are available, and Lightrix is positioning it for production workflows with updated tooling.
Say it louder, people think local means free. Local means congrats, you're now IT in post-production.
Totally. The hidden costs are asset management, approvals, and compute scheduling. If you don't have a pipeline, you end up with a folder called final.grcom.using this one full of unusable clips.
And the person who becomes the bottleneck is always the same person. It's the one editor who understands the settings, and now they're basically the wizard of your whole marketing team.
Yep. So if you go open weights, treat it like a system. You need templates, naming conventions, and a human review loop that doesn't melt.
Okay, now the spicy one. Meta's SAM Audio. Isolate specific sounds from complex mixtures using text prompts, visual prompts, or time spans. And it's open sourced. Best and worst marketing uses, go.
Best use, podcast cleanup and repurposing. Imagine pulling cleaner dialogue from a noisy remote recording, then making platform-specific edits fast. Another best use is add audio post-production, extract the voice, swap music beds, create localized versions without re-recording everything.
Yes. And also pulling sound effects. Like if you have product ASMR moments, clicks, snaps, pours, you can isolate those and build a consistent sonic identity. That's branding people actually feel.
Worst use is obvious, forging reality. If you can isolate anything, you can also recombine sound to imply something happened that didn't. That's where ethics and governance have to show up.
And it's not even always malicious. Sometimes it's just a social team being too clever. Let's make it sound like the crowd went crazy, and suddenly you've got a fake testimonial vibe.
Right, which leads to the licensing and releases question. If everything is separable by a prompt, marketers need to think differently about music licensing, talent releases, and the old myth of you can't unmix that.
The you can't unmix that era is so over. It's like when people used to say you can't reverse an image filter. Babe, we can.
Practical checklist: keep contracts and releases explicit about stem extraction and derivative edits. Store provenance: what was extracted, from what source, for what usage. And be careful with music. Even if you can isolate an instrument, that doesn't mean you own the rights to use it.
And for talent, especially voice, it gets extra touchy. Because if I can isolate your voice from a video and remix it, that's basically a new kind of likeness risk.
Exactly, which is a perfect bridge to Ming Omni TTS. Fine-grained control over things like speaking style and emotion is absolutely the direction these models are going, but just a quick wording tweak. Ming Omni TTS is primarily a text-to-speech system, so it's not like your full bidirectional voice agent by itself.
The AI voice that sounds like it's smiling too hard.
My practical playbook is, don't aim for a single perfect synthetic host voice first. Build a voice palette. A couple approved tones like friendly, informative, high energy, calm, premium. Then you route scripts to the tone that matches the placement.
Yes, and keep humans in the loop for the first passes. Also, your scripts matter more when the voice gets better. Bad script plus good voice equals a very convincing cringe.
Totally. And keep guardrails, banned phrases, pronunciation rules, brand vocabulary, and a human approval step before anything paid goes live.
Now I have to ask about the X buzzing thing. Rumored bidirectional audio, interruption tolerant, real-time voice interactions. What's the first interactive ad experience that doesn't feel like a phone tree with better PR?
It's not talk to an ad, it's talk to a product concierge, like an interactive shopping experience where you can interrupt. Wait, does it come in black and it responds instantly and then shows you the clip variant or the product angle that answers that?
So it's like the ad is a choose your own adventure, but not annoying. More like TikTok comments, but the video replies back in real time.
Exactly. And the secret is constraint. You don't let it talk about everything. It's a tight domain. Pricing, sizing, key objections, shipping, and the one thing your product actually wins on.
Which is funny because this is where open source versus enterprise gets spicy. Open source keeps winning mindshare, but enterprise whispers risk. What's your realistic checklist?
Simple. Do you need privacy control? Do you need repeatability? Do you have the team to maintain it? And do you have governance? If any of those is a no, hosted might be the move. If it's yes, open weights can be a strategic advantage because you can customize and you're not trapped.
Also, can your organization handle updates without breaking everything? Because open source means you're the adult in the room.
Facts. And this is where workflow glue matters. Whether you're using open source video like LTX 2.3, long-gen research like HiAR, or SAM Audio, you need an orchestration layer. Otherwise, you're just collecting tools like Pokemon.
I feel attacked.
You should, but lovingly.
Okay, last thing, because it's Mario Day and I need a power-up metaphor. The real power-up here is not just that the models are better. It's that video, audio, and voice are becoming modular. You can generate, separate, swap, and version everything.
Exactly. And the workflow advantage goes to teams who treat assets like building blocks, generate fast, isolate what you need, remix responsibly, and keep humans steering the story.
And if your system gets weird, but keep it reviewed.
That's the whole vibe. All right, y'all. Thanks for hanging with us on CoeCast.
Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode, where the machines probably try to pitch us a cinematic brand narrative and it's just six shots of a frog drinking boba.
And check out coeast.com/resources for AI news and updates.
Go celebrate Mario Day by jumping over one tedious task in your workflow and letting automation take it.
Catch you next time.